Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
How many amendments are there to the U.S. Constitution?
27th Amendment.
When you take what you took from me.
So, could you have answered that question? The suspicion that not many of us could, that the Constitution and the courts that rule on it are not well understood by we the people, is what got the folks at Radiolab to create the More Perfect podcast. And they've done something really special for its third season, an album with songs about all 27 of those amendments. Plus, there are liner notes online to read and in the podcast episodes, the first four of which have dropped. Every day during this membership drive, we are being joined by one of the More Perfect producers to talk about the words and music to a different amendment. And today I'm joined by Ellie Mistal, executive editor of Above the Law and legal editor for More Perfect, to talk about the 13th Amendment, ratified December 6th, 1865, which added a ban on slavery to the Constitution following the Civil War. Hi, Ellie.
I was on the liner notes and not the musical end. I put down the saxophone too early in my upbringing.
Can you start by reading the 13th Amendment?
Sure. 13th Amendment of the United States Constitution, Section 1. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as punishment of a crime, wherefore the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Section 2, especially for the Confederacy here, Congress shall have the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation.
So
lots of people died for that amendment.
Yes, absolutely. And we really probably shouldn't even talk about the 13th Amendment by itself rather than as part of a grouping of post-Civil War amendments.
Yes. So the 13th Amendment is the first of the Reconstruction Amendments. The 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment were all passed relatively close to each other after the Civil War, before the former Confederacy was kind of back on its feet to block these things from becoming amendments. So they are best understood, taken together, as the Constitution 2.0, okay? The original document, the original Constitution, was a racist and flawed document that was so broken that it led us to actual fighting, right? It's with the 13th and 14th and 15th that the Constitution becomes anything more than a declaration of the rights of white people, right? Everybody's rights, if you're a non-white straight male, all of your rights come to you from the 13th and the 14th and the 15th Amendments, and then later from the 19th as well, right?
For women.
For women, right? So when you hear, you know, certain legal scholars talk about how they respect the Bill of Rights, and certain politicians who say the Bill of Rights is the most, no, what they're doing is purposefully negging Constitution 2.0, because when you just look at the Bill of Rights, you're just looking at the first 10 amendments, and you're acting like something that they had, something like the Fourth Amendment is more important than something like the 14th Amendment, which is actually why I get to walk around and talk to people because of my rights in the 14th Amendment.
And there are two songs for the 13th Amendment on 27, the More Perfect album. Let's hear a little of the first one now, and we'll play a little of the second on our way out. This is from Cash Doll featuring Aunt Clemens and Dre Harris.
I won't stop fighting until the day that I'm free.
Free at last, thanks to the 13th Amendment. We thought this would be the one that would end it, but we still harass, still mass incarcerations. So much for the Emancipation Proclamation. Oh, but be careful, black men, I know you eager to climb. Slavery is legal if you're convicted of a crime. And when that crime that you committed probably don't fit the time, have you building ships for NASA and they pay you a dime. A conspiracy, they try to censor you when you speak. They can't hide behind the sheets, so not they do you like me. Meanwhile, you taking chances out here trying to survive.
So let's pick up on a couple of things from those lyrics, Ellie. She talks about the issue of mass incarceration and how that relates to the 13th Amendment. And a lot of our listeners know Ava DuVernay's documentary, 13th.
Yeah, so this is if you're being charitable, this is the point that Kanye was trying to make. In unfortunately, Kanye was trying to make this point in the kind of most stupidest way possible.
In his White House rant the
in
other day?
In his White House ranting. Look, the 13th Amendment, very obviously, I just read it, does have a carve-out if you're convicted of a crime. And so you can, I think, rightly argue that slavery is, or involuntary servitude is still legal for convicts. However,
let me just read that part again, because people don't know this. I know you read the text, but this will make people's eyes pop out if they didn't know and hadn't focused on it. In the 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution, as it stands, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States.
Right.
Meaning slavery, technically, under those circumstances, is legal.
They threw that in to make sure that we could still have chain gangs, right? And so we could still incarcerate people. However, the way to really address the problems that are brought up by the Cash Doll song and are brought up by the charitable versions of what Kanye West was saying is with more 13th Amendment. See, I think a lot of people understand that the project of the former Confederacy, ever since it's been the former Confederacy, has been to limit the effectiveness of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. We understand that the 15th Amendment's protection of voting rights was completely ignored by the South in the Jim Crow era and is still ignored by modern Confederates today. We understand how they try to pull back on the...
So there's this effort to contain the 13th Amendment, but an expansive reading, you told our producer, or could go all the way to reparations.
Absolutely, because the original, when the 13th Amendment was originally passed, there was a Supreme Court decision that interpreted the 13th Amendment, I believe rightly, as not just applying to slavery, but as something that was supposed to wipe out the, quote, badges and incidents of slavery. Right. And that is a very expansive view of the power of this amendment. And it was upheld. It was thought of by the Supreme Court that way in the immediate aftermath of the Civil War. So when you have, if you're removing the incidents and badges of slavery, one thing, you could use the 13th Amendment to justify affirmative action. You could use the 13th Amendment to justify reparations. You could use the 13th Amendment to motivate you to have criminal justice reform. So I think that as opposed to Kanye's stupidity, what we need to address these problems is actually a more expansive reading of the 13th Amendment, not the abolishment of the 13th Amendment.
Eli Mistal for More Perfect, and we're going to have to leave it there for today as we go out with the second song composed for this amendment. This one by, do you know her? Is it Bette or Betty Smith?
I think it's Bette.
I think it's Bette, too, who told More Perfect, quote, I wrote the song from a vantage point that we're already free deep within our hearts.
I'm not the only one. Sometimes I feel like crying. Sometimes I feel like dying. Hold my chin up high.
And remember, you can listen to or download the whole album, called 27, at themostperfectalbum.org and hear the liner notes / podcast episode by subscribing to Radio Lab Presents More Perfect. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Stay tuned for Allison Stewart and all of it.